St. Catherine of Siena was born in 1325. She became a Third Order Dominican, meaning that she lived a Dominican spirituality, but she never was a religious sister or a nun, and she lived as a lay person in the world. She was also a mystic, a great mystic, right from age 7 throughout her entire life. And God the Father showed her hell, and she noted 4 different sufferings. The first suffering of hell, she noted, was that a soul cannot see God. You see, we are created to know God, to be in an intimate relationship with Him, and it causes our soul agony and suffering, even in this life, not to be in that relationship with God. In hell, that's even magnified. We are created for the beatific vision, to gaze upon God, and in hell, a soul is living in contradiction to its very design. God the Father said to St. Catherine of Siena, "These souls are deprived of seeing me. This is so painful for them that if they could, they would choose the sight of me along with the fire and excruciating torment rather than freedom from their pain without seeing me." The second suffering of hell, according to St. Catherine of Siena, is the agony of regret. We've all experienced doing something wrong and then having our conscience eat away at us, and it causes a type of suffering or agony. Well, in hell, that, according to St. Catherine, that suffering is even more intensely magnified, because a soul knows full well that they've exchanged the glory of God for their own selfish desires, and they know that they and they alone are responsible for the eternal loss of God. For when they see that their sinfulness has deprived them of me and of the company of the angels and made them worthy instead of seeing the demons and sharing their fellowship, conscience gnaws away at them constantly. The third suffering of hell, according to St. Catherine of Siena, is the diabolical vision. The souls of the blessed in heaven see the beauty of God, and they are constantly refreshed and constantly renewed in joy when they see God's beauty. In hell, the opposite happens. The souls of the damned are forced to look upon the ugliness of Satan and the devil for all eternity. And St. Catherine said this doubles their suffering. God the Father said, "Their only refreshment is the torment of seeing the devil. For in seeing them, they know themselves better. That is, they recognize that their sinfulness has made them worthy of him. And so the worm gnaws on, and the fire of conscience never stops burning. Their suffering is even worse because they see the devil as he really is, more horrible than the human heart can imagine." St. Catherine said that she was permitted to see the devil just for a second, and she said that she would rather walk on a road of fire until the final judgment than experience a single second of that vision again. So it must have been bad. And God the Father also said to her that it was his divine justice that had revealed the ugliness of Satan to her, but that he looks even more horrible to the souls of the damned, and their suffering increases to the proportion of their sin. And the fourth suffering of hell is spiritual fire. When we think of fire, we think of fire consuming something, consuming the material thing until that material thing is gone and then the fire subsides. But in hell, according to St. Catherine of Siena, that fire is a spiritual fire because it burns the soul, which is non-material, so it's constant, and that fire, that burning, never diminishes. My divine justice allows my fire to burn these souls mightily, tormenting them without consuming them. And the tremendous pain of this torturous burning has many forms, as the forms of their sins, and is more or less severe in proportion to their sins. So the four sufferings of hell, according to St. Catherine of Siena, 1, not seeing God, 2, the agony of regret, 3, the diabolical vision, 4, a spiritual fire. So what's the value of talking about hell, according to St. Catherine of Siena and her revelations? Well, sometimes it's good to remind ourselves of where we want to go, which is heaven. And sometimes it's good to remind ourselves of where we don't want to go, which is loss of God and hell. So St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.